How do we stop drivers from repeatedly driving drunk? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kaylin Green, assistant professor of addiction studies in the School of Human Services at SUNY Empire State College, discusses one way to cut down on recidivism.
Drivers under the influence of alcohol cause nearly one-third of all fatal motor vehicle accidents. Ambulatory outpatient alcohol abuse treatment has been clinically shown to increase abstinence, which could decrease the chance of subsequent DWI offenses. Aiding clients in successful completion of this treatment is imperative to lower the recidivism rates of DWI offenses. This research question focused on if employment status can predict successful outpatient treatment completion in court-mandated adults. The treatment episode data set discharges archival data set, which was collected by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service Administration, was used. This consisted of data collected between the years of 2006 and 2011 from federally funded substance abuse treatment centers throughout the USA. The variables of treatment level, gender, employment status, and age were used as controls. A logistic regression using a random sample of 4,947 participants determined employment status was significant. Employment had a strong predictive value, with employed clients having a significantly greater likelihood of completing treatment successfully over non-employed clients. This means when a client is employed, they are more likely to maintain their abstinence from substances. Employed clients may have access to childcare, transportation, and a strong support network. Treatment courts and treatment agencies can use this information to offer more employment supports to increase the client's chances of completing substance use treatment. This knowledge can support legal entities such as parole offices, probation offices, and drug courts to encourage clients to quickly obtain employment to reduce their risk of recidivism. Reducing these recidivism rates would lower the chances of subsequent DWIs and potentially fatal motor vehicle accidents.
That was Kaylin Green of SUNY Empire State College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.